The bill introduced in the Assembly this week is the latest in a long line of legislative efforts beginning in 1993 to eliminate Indian logos and mascots. The director of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, John Ashley, says he takes issue with a provision of the bill that calls for a fine of up to $1,000 a day for any district that refuses an order by the state superintendent of schools to change their logo. Ashley says that's unnecessary. He notes that 24 districts have already changed their mascots without intervention by state officials.
What we see happening is communities really engaging in a thoughtful process and making changes. Putting in penalties doesn't appear to me to be the way to go. That's not a plus for, you know, our democracy when we have locally elected officials who are having some of their powers usurped by the Department of Public Instruction.
But the bill's sponsor, Assembly Republican Terry Musser, says the battle over Indian logos has led to too many bitter school board recall elections. He's hoping the new bill will help communities avoid what he calls unnecessary civil wars.
It literally divided communities, and I'm just looking for an alternative besides that divisiveness that will work. I guess if somebody's got a better idea, let me know.
There are still more than 30 school districts with Indian logos or mascots. This bill has the backing of the Wisconsin Indian Education Association. No hearings have been scheduled yet. Democratic State Senator Spencer Coggs plans to introduce a companion bill in the Senate soon. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.